Hello and welcome to All You Ever Wanted to Know. I am Jordan Patswold, and in studio with me today, I am chatting with Tricia Reed with Wonderscape Retreats. Tricia, great to have you back on the program.
Hi, Jordan. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us, for those that aren't familiar about what Wonderscape Retreats are all about, I'm interviewing people with a number of different programs and different organizations, and many people came alongside the organization after it had already been in existence for a while. Wonderscape Retreats, it's, well, your, I guess, creation,
yeah,
if you will,
right.
Inspired by similar ideas and themes, if you will, but it's Wonderscape itself is all yours. Tell us all a bit about how it got started.
Okay. So first of all, Wonderscape is a creative arts retreat. And it's for people who want to get away and immerse themselves in nature and would like a little bit of studio time to work on whatever creative projects they have. And then also get together and be inspired by like minds and learn from other artists. So it's open to artists of all disciplines. And I guess what started it is I have three children and I am involved in a lot of different things, but I also have this side of my life. I'm a writer, and I just crave times when I can go outside and be alone by myself and then have the luxury of coming back inside and not having to do the responsibilities of normal life, which everybody has, but like plug into my writing. And so I find that when I go outside or when I spend time alone in solitude or just I get all these ideas, but often what happens is I miss that second piece where I have that time to capture those ideas. And so that's where the idea of the retreat was born. I wanted to give people the experience of going outside, spending time in nature, or spending time talking to other artists and gathering that inspiration, and then also having the time to do something with it.
Now, I think it was you had read or had heard about these kind of creative retreats that a lot of artists, if you will go and escape to, and kind of looking for one, you couldn't really find one close to this area?
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I haven't been able to find anything exactly like what I'm organizing anywhere. I'd love to hear about others who are doing this kind of thing, but yes, but there are lots of creative kinds of retreats, a lot of crafting retreats and such. And some of the ones that interested me most, that would be there were some in New England, so in the States, and there were just like upwards of $1,000. And I just knew it was not even realistic. And
right.
So I wanted to make something happen here in Saskatchewan. And there are lots of talented, creative people that I knew could appreciate something like this locally. And I thought, why do we have to travel to the West Coast or the East Coast or wherever?
Well, and that's great. So really, rather than just simply going, oh, woe is me, we don't have anything like what I'm looking for, taking it upon, yourself to, I guess, put it into place and put something into action. And now there is something here for, other artists, if you will. So how long ago was your first ever Wonderscape retreat?
3 years ago. 2016, actually.
Okay.
2 years ago.
2 years.
Yeah, so this is the fourth retreat. I get all mixed up because it feels like a long time, but this is the fourth retreat. And the first retreat was at Clear Lake at Riding Mountain.
Okay.
And it was just kind of an experiment. I wanted to see if people would be interested in this kind of thing. And it turns out people are interested. And so now it's grown to something beyond friends and family and friends of friends. It's people are actually coming from all over Canada and people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really, it's awesome to have that kind of energy that comes together with the diversity of interests and also backgrounds.
So when and where is your next one happening?
Okay. So the next one is September 21st to 23rd. And the reason I'm here is because the early bird deadline for registration is this Friday.
Okay.
And the retreats fill up very quickly. And so there are only probably, I haven't checked my numbers exactly, but like 5 to 10 spots left. And also, if you want to get in on the cheaper prices, it's this registration ends this Friday.
All right. So act quickly. Do you have a website,
yep.
Facebook page, all of that?
Both, yeah.
Okay.
So if you just look up Wonderscape Retreats, you'll probably get to where you need to go. The website is wonderscaperetreats.com, and you can check out all the workshops being offered mm-hmm. and all the details, and then sign up online.
Now, the location, is it same one, different one? Tell us a bit more about
that. It's at Arlington Beach.
Okay.
And that's about an hour north of Regina, and it's on Last Mountain Lake, and probably about 2 hours south of Saskatoon and 2 hours west of Yorkton. And the reason that I'm hosting it there is because the lodge itself is a really nice facility, and there are lots of spaces for people to kind of hunker down and do whatever they want to do. So there'll be a creative, kind of a social creative space on the second floor lounge with a fireplace where you can, if you're into visiting with other people while you make stuff, that's an option for you. But there are lots of nooks and crannies and buildings and places on the property where you can go if you want to do something more on your own
yeah.
in between the sessions.
So when you say different kinds of artists, if you will, that come to Wonderscape Retreats, let's talk a little bit about the different kinds of people that have come to previous ones and
yeah.
I guess any other kinds of examples that would be invited, just haven't maybe taken advantage of it yet.
Yeah. So there are people that come that would consider themselves professional artists and of different disciplines. And then there are people that don't even consider themselves creative at all, which I beg to differ, but so there are people like all along the journey, from just people who, let's say, are just learning to knit, and then people who sell their goods, or writers who are interested in just journal, and then people who sell their writing and get paid for their writing. So it's everybody along that whole spectrum. So as far as disciplines, there are writers coming. I am just thinking about the people who have already registered. Writers, musicians, yep. painters. I don't even know how to pronounce this, but somebody who burns on wood.
Pyro. I'm not sure either, but pyro would make a lot of sense to it.
Yes.
Are they going outside to do that? Just wondering.
I am not sure. I just... So, and there are fiber artists, and there's also quite a variety of workshops that I'm offering.
Okay.
So the reason I'm doing that is that if you come, let's say somebody who wants to write, often if you experiment in another discipline, you get a lot of writing material just from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so also if you are coming and you think, well, I don't really have a project and I am not like an artist per se, but I would love to learn about this and this, that's also available for you.
Okay. People can be involved with as much of the schedule of events or as little?
Yes. And so I'm not doing this to entertain people and just to create one more retreat for you to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to come and just plug into your work, and I don't see you all weekend, but you've got your three meals a day and you've got a place to sleep, that is awesome. That is what this retreat is about.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide you want to come and you want to sign up for all 8 workshops and you want to come to like our panel discussions and come to every sort of group session, and there's also a house concert, a small intimate concert on Saturday night, and mm-hmm. sort of a celebration of art where we get people doing some poetry and sharing, as well as a professional musician, it's kind of whatever you want to make it.
Do you have an overall theme of the weekend?
Yes. So this year it's success and failure in art.
Okay.
And how I'm really interested in both, of course, but I'm interested actually more so in failure and how when we make mistakes, when our projects flop, how does that affect our journey, and how do we interact with failure?
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to hear are other people's failures. I love hearing from other people, like, when did it go wrong? Like, I don't just want your Pinterest, your Facebook stories. I want your stories of when did it go wrong? Because that's where I feel like we can really learn and be honest and real with each other, but yet inspire each other.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My wife's been trying to make it a mission on herself, just in terms of using Facebook as that outlet for not just when things are going so perfectly well in life, but being able to find other shoulders to lean on when times are tough and rough. And so she always starts with the preface of, this isn't a happy post. Just
warning.
Well, exactly. It's a real post. Yes. It's not just, hey, when things are going well, this is what I want to throw out there.
And that said, like I am preparing like on the Friday evening orientation. It's an optional like part of the schedule. But if you're there, if you do come, you'll hear stories from some of the professional artists that are there of times when it was hard and challenging and times when they faced failure. But I also want to talk about success and what that looks like and our definition of success and how what people are doing to get there. So I think it should be an interesting discussion that we'll be carrying through the weekend.
So are participants required to take the lead, or have you already chosen some of these other people that are going to be there that are going to be leading some of these things?
Yeah. So I'll be facilitating the full group sessions. And so you don't have to worry that, you know, you're going to show up and all of a sudden you're going to be put on the spot. Of course, I'm planning. I'll be telling a few stories and I'll be getting people to ahead of time to start thinking about some of these things. And then I will also be sending out an email before the retreat with some questions just to get people thinking and just to make the experience more meaningful so we can start thinking about these things.
It's all you ever wanted to know. Today we're chatting with Tricia Reed with Wonderscape Retreats, the next retreat coming up this fall. Again, those dates and an outline. Is it a Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
Friday evening through Saturday noon, September 21st to 23rd.
Sunday at noon, you mean? I think you said Saturday.
Oh,
at noon.
Sunday noon. Yeah.
Sunday noon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Full weekend. Yep.
Great stuff. And again, if people do want to register, incentive before Friday, June 1st.
You betcha. There's $50 off of the regular retreat prices.
Excellent. Well, we'll take a quick commercial break, but more with Tricia Reed and Wonderscape on All You Ever Wanted to Know after this. We're back here on All You Ever Wanted to Know. Tricia Reed with Wonderscape Retreats joining us on the program today. Arlington Beach Retreat this fall. It is the next retreat, and your early bird deadline is Friday, June 1st. And you mentioned a great escape for people to get some of their creative work done. Workshops as well going on at the same time. Now, if someone comes out to every single one of the workshops, are they still going to get some time for that creative work in there as well?
Well, there are a lot of workshops, so the schedule will be pretty tight. So I do say on the registration form, be choosy, be picky, because this is not about just filling up your whole day. I mean, you can if you want to, but you can attend every single workshop if you want.
Right.
So on Friday night, it starts with Twyla Napoleoni. She's a Yorkton local and of Bra Arts Academy. And she'll be doing an improv workshop after. So on Friday night, there's an all group session. And then whoever signs up for the improv workshop will get to experience a little bit of priming and get your creative juices flowing for the rest of the weekend.
Sure.
And we also have Shannon Shikako of Forger, and she is just a very experienced, she's led all kinds of creative endeavors, and she will be facilitating the weekend with me with a lot of information and just helping with the whole group sessions.
All right. Can I just get you to switch over to the other side of the microphone?
You bet.
That's where the sweet spot is. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, you bet.
And then, so that was the first one of Saturday that you just mentioned, or is that also
so
Friday
she's,
night?
Shannon is actually facilitating the whole weekend.
Gotcha, with you.
Me.
I understand. Okay.
She's a musician, and she's owned several businesses, and she's a community builder, and she's a fabulous woman that will be interesting for everybody. And then I have a writer coming from Alberta. His name is Bill Bunn, and he is he writes novels for teens. And he'll be doing a writing workshop it's called Spinning Straw into Gold. So kind of going along with the theme that I was talking about earlier, failure and success in art.
Yeah.
Talking about writing from our life experiences, even the bad stuff, and turning it into gold, straw into gold.
Right.
Christine Fraser is coming from Calgary, and she's a fiber artist, and she'll be doing a workshop on natural dyeing techniques. So using some natural dyes, and at the end of the workshop, people will go home with their own silk scarf.
Oh, neat.
Hand-dyed. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sarah Fougere is an artist from Kenora, and her resume is very long. And she's an experienced plein air oil painter. She's got, I think, 100 paintings in the Glenbow Museum in Calgary on permanent collection. And
wow.
I'm so excited to have her there. She's such a down-to-earth, just funny and really talented artist who will be leading. She'll be going outside, setting up her easel, and painting a landscape. So, and then as she does it, she will kind of provide a commentary, and anybody who wants can come along and sit beside her and listen to her as she paints and explains her methodology. And then after she's done her painting, she'll walk around and help others. And
yeah.
So you don't, it doesn't cost anything extra. These workshops are all with the price, except for a material cost. But for the painting workshop, people can just bring whatever they want. So if they have a canvas, if they have oil paints, if they have acrylic, if they have pencil, if they have crayons, like whatever you want, just bring it and use it. And we decided to do it that way just to make it a more sustainable experience. So it's not like come and we will give you everything and you will be a painter. No, bring what you have, bring what you have from your house so that this can kind of like be a part of your life. And And then also Maria Olofsson is a potter, and she lives close to Wynyard, and she'll be doing a pottery cup workshop, making a cup out of a tin can. And so we've got pottery, and then I'll be leading another writing workshop. It's called Hike and Write, and it's a little bit more meditative, and that's on the Sunday morning. Let's see. There's a long list here. So
no,
there is something there is something for everybody, and hopefully people can find one or two, or even, you know, maybe none at all. None of them interest you and you just want to do whatever it is that you've come to do, your own project. That's fine too.
Right. Well, and like you say, letting someone a chance to get away from what real life or a normal day looks like for them kind of gets hard to focus in on some of these artistic talents. It can be hard to do in the everyday stresses of life. So to have an opportunity to get away for a weekend, it can really allow for some maybe some refreshment, but also concentration, really all of the above.
Right. And one of the coolest things, the reason I probably enjoy doing this so much, is the connections that I see that are being made at the retreat. And this year, I think I'm going to actually, here's a little primer on the opening session, but I like to think of it as a gathering place. And so I spent time living in South America, and I just loved the Latino plazas, the central plazas in town, where people would go when it's hot out, when you want to relax. You can go and sit under the shade, but there's also a lot of, so it can be a time where you go to the plaza and you can just sit and rest, but then there's also lots of people milling around, and it's a social time too. And so that's what I think of this retreat is kind of like a central plaza. So you can come and rest, but you can also come and network and see what are other people doing? What are other people struggling with? What are other people's ideas?
Yeah.
And then also maybe collaborate in some ways.
True.
Like, it's neat to see how people, it's neat to see how people make connections and then stay in touch and then, and kind of cross-pollinate ideas over the different genres.
Oh, for sure. I know my wife loves to even scrapbook as an example, just for whatever the reason, well, it's a very obvious reason, being in the house, there's so many distractions in the house that she feels like have to be taken care of first before she can even dream of focusing on
something
or artistically. So even if it was just a chance to put some photos in a photo album, she would just jump at the chance to, well, not have a distraction of, well, this has to be done first, and then this has to be done first, and then this, and then this, and this, and this. And it's like, okay, well, that stack of 300 photos is closer to somewhere in 1,000 right about now.
Totally right.
They'll eventually get organized.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yes. I should say also, this just reminds me, the retreat is for ages 13 and up.
Okay.
And so some people have asked, can I bring my 5-year-old or my 8-year-old? And I do keep it at 13 just because this is a time when nobody should have to look after anybody else. This is one weekend where you don't have to be looking after anyone else. And there have been teenagers that come, and that's an awesome energy. I love the vibe that comes with that. So 13 all the way to like 93. Every sort of decade has been represented in the past retreats. And I think the diversity adds to it,
the
experience.
For sure. Wonderful. Again, Tricia Reed with Wonderscape Retreats joining us on the program today. Again, you can look up more information online, Facebook, through their website as well. Again, early bird deadline this upcoming Friday. What more do you want to get out there about Wonderscape?
Let me just talk a little bit about some of the other details of it. There's a weekend library, so people bring their favorite books from whatever genre they're interested in, and we put them on the table, and they're by the fireplace, and all weekend long you can kind of peruse that. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a maker's market. So on the honor system, if you are a maker of any kind and you would like to sell your or just even show what you're doing, and mm-hmm. there'll be tables there and you can set up and people can buy your wares on the honor system. So it's not like you're going to be sitting by your table all weekend, but mm-hmm. You can bring what you make, that's for sure. And there's also an option, a skill trade sign up. So let's say you don't want to lead a workshop in writing for 20 people, but you would be totally willing to edit somebody else's essay or chapter of a book that they're reading and just give them feedback.
Yeah.
And you would, let's say you want to, so that's a skill you have to offer. And let's say you're interested in photography, but you see somebody else has signed up and is willing to offer like a walk, a hike and photography, a half an hour sort of lesson in that, just one-on-one. So there's that skill trade option too, that is going to be available for people.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I should say the cost. I don't think I mentioned it. The cost is $295 until June 1st if you share a room. And then if you want a private room, it's $365. And there are about 10 max spaces left. So it is an intimate retreat.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 40, 45 people max. And yep. The reason I do that is I want everybody to be able to connect and not have this overwhelming feeling like it's a crowd. Like I want it to be a space where people feel safe and mm-hmm. and have some interesting conversations.
Oh, for sure. Well, it all sounds wonderful. Again, this fall at Arlington Beach Retreat Center. It's the Wonderscape Retreat. Tricia Reed, our guest today on the program. Anything else for
yeah,
final
thoughts? It's open to both men and women this year. So
okay.
I didn't mention that, but there are males signing up. So
good.
Come on out, guys.
Yes, we have our artistic sides as well, most definitely. Tricia, it's all wonderful. Thanks so much for, again, well, making this ultimately, because it's such a great asset to have and available to people here in Saskatchewan. All the best, and I'm sure we'll be chatting again soon about number 5.
Thank you so much.
It's
okay.
All you ever wanted to know on The Rock 98.5. Until next time, have yourself a wonderful day and be blessed.